Quarter Life was a short-lived television experiment that attempted to bridge the gap between internet culture and traditional TV, but it never quite found its footing. Created by Marshall Herskovitz and Edward Zwick, the duo behind My So-Called Life and 30-something, the show originally debuted as a web series in late 2007 before making the jump to NBC in early 2008. It was heralded as a revolutionary move at the time, an online show transitioning to a major broadcast network. But what was meant to signal the future of storytelling quickly became a cautionary tale. This is TV Casualty, Quarter Life. The show followed a group of creative, self-aware 20-somethings navigating early adulthood, love, ambition, and identity. The central character, Dylan, maintained a video blog called Quarter Life, a confessional space where she shared not only her own doubts and insecurities, but also her brutally honest thoughts about her friends. This blend of digital intimacy and interpersonal drama was meant to reflect the lives of a generation raised on blogs and social media, long before influencers became cultural mainstays. When Quarter Life premiered on NBC on February 26, 2008, the network hoped to attract a younger, internet-savvy audience that had been slipping away from traditional TV. Instead, the show premiered to dismal ratings, just 3.1 million viewers, making it the lowest-rated show in its time slot and one of the lowest-rated in NBC's history for a drama debut. It was pulled from the schedule after a single episode, becoming an instant example of a high-profile failure. Critics were divided. Some praised the writing and emotional intelligence behind the show, but many felt it was too navel-gazing, too earnest, and out of touch with what mainstream viewers wanted. It didn't help that the show's characters were perceived as privileged and self-absorbed, making it hard for many to relate. Others simply didn't understand why a show that had already aired online, where it had modest success, was being recycled for network television without any major changes. Despite its failure on NBC, Quarter Life was arguably ahead of its time. Its themes of digital identity, post-college malaise, and creative struggle would later be explored successfully in shows like Girls, Insecure, and Master of None. Its online origins also foreshadowed the rise of web-first content, leading to mainstream success, a pipeline that would become increasingly common in the streaming era. In retrospect, Quarter Life didn't fail because it was bad television. It failed because it arrived at the wrong time, on the wrong platform, with the wrong expectations. It was a show born on the internet that tried to play by broadcast rules, and that disconnect ultimately sealed its fate. But in its brief life, it left a small, curious legacy as an early pioneer in a media landscape that was just beginning to shift.